Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
WHM Mailbag, everybody. This is for the month of November, yeah. If you can believe it.
A little bit of Nov.
This is the show, if you're unfamiliar, if you're trying this for the first time.
The month is 11.
And this is where we read letters and correspondence that we get over the weeks and days and months and hours and whatnot. And, you know, kind of poke some fun at them, or maybe tell some stories that inspire us from reading things and whatnot. But if you like this extra thing... May I remind you, Patreon.com/WeHateMovies, that's a place you can go to, and for just dollars a month, get yourself even more WHM content, us making fun of cartoons, us making fun of Star Trek.
Oh, Star Trek is great. There's commentaries that come out there quarterly. There is some side orders of sleaze that happen as well.
Yeah, every now and again we talk about movies that we just kind of... sort of like take a step back and revel in the grossness and try to tell some jokes here and there.
There's a fun newsletter you get in every tier, which is it's a nice little way to
get
to know everybody.
What's the name of that newsletter, Steve?
The Big Daddy Dispatch.
That's right, Big Daddy Dispatch. And if you don't get that joke, see the Con Air episode.
Sure.
So that's it. That's the plug for that. Patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Now let's get to the correspondence. Steve Sadak, want to start us off?
Sure. Hi, Andrew, Chris, Eric, and Steve.
Hey, what's up?
I'm in the letter writing voice now.
Sup,
how's it going?
You got a break. You got to get out your bubble, Steve.
Too much rye in that.
weird to be writing an email that you know is going to be read aloud and recorded in your own home. What?
Whoa, what?
I'm Chelsea, Andrew's wife, and a big, in parentheses, if biased, fan of the show.
Hold on a second. Wait. The letter's coming from within the house. Yeah.
Let me tell you the bigger surprise. I didn't know she listened to the show.
Yeah, she wrote this, and we're going to read it. I know some people are going to be all up in arms. You know what?
Shut it down. Shut it all down.
You know what? Hashtag get over yourself.
It's rigged.
It's rigged.
The We Hate Movies mailbag is totally rigged. Those four guys are a bunch of fat phonies.
Lock them up. Lock them up.
Two of them, they claim to be a show from New York City. Two of them don't even live in the city. One lives in another fucking state, governed by my former fat pal, Chris Christie. Whatever. So this was in response to our
pal.
Yeah, fat pal.
I like it.
We're a bunch of that was the original name. If somebody's like, oh, by the way, I own We Hate Movies from like years ago. Maybe I had some like video store that was called We Hate Movies. We just changed to Fat Pals.
Yeah.
Also, sorry, your video store has been out of business for 12 years. this was in response to our call for hurricane correspondence.
Oh, right. The title is Hurricane Movies. I should have said that.
Yeah. There you go.
I never thought I'd write into the mailbag, one, because I know you all and it's weird, and two, because I have a pretty tame movie going live so far without any vomit in theaters or anything. But then you called for hurricane movies, and it turns out I have a pretty good one, even if this might be a story I've told to you all in person. But then, you know, a lot of the audience wasn't there that time.
No,
most, if not all, of the audience wasn't there that time.
They were all drunk anyway. They don't remember.
Yeah, that was a crazy night. Even if I have, Blockbuster Video deserves to be shamed for this. Yeah, so I thought I'd write it up for you all. I grew up in Miami, Florida, and in 1992 we were hit pretty badly with Hurricane Andrew. It sucked a lot. Don't get me wrong, we were really lucky in comparison to a lot of people.
And then you married him?
Yep, figure that out.
Oh, that's good. It is. I never actually put that together.
Is it?
It's not.
Studies have shown it's not.
We were lucky in comparison to a lot of people. Our home could be repaired and we were all safe, but we were without power for 3 weeks, man. I was without power for a week in Hurricane Sandy, and that was tough.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't lose power during Hurricane Sandy, but man, the wind. I was trying to watch movies.
Well, God really loud.
Damn.
You had a mildly competent governor. I had fucking fat Chris Christie.
Dude, those fat pals, man.
Yeah, ex-fat pal.
Donald Steve's Trump. Fat pal, Chris Christie.
With 3 weeks, which put us in sort of a middle when most people got theirs restored, and if I'm remembering correctly, sorry. Still no electricity for 3 weeks. In August in Miami is not fun. We didn't watch anything during the actual hurricane, too busy hiding out in the bathroom, the only room without windows. But my story instead comes from the end of those 3 weeks without power. You see, sometime before the hurricane hit, we'd rented Disney's The Great Mouse Detective from Blockbuster Video.
I don't understand why that's just not an outright purchase, by the way.
Yeah, why don't you own that? Why don't you own the whole Disney?
It's a weaker entry, you know.
No,
what?
It's not. That's you go to a Strawberry's and you buy that immediately.
I bet they had Rescuers Down Under.
I mean, the two sides of a shitty coin here, Chris. All those mouse movies.
Me and you outside later, Sadak.
All them mouse movies.
That's right.
I don't think I saw this movie.
Oh, you missed it.
Oh, what? Great Mouse Detective?
I don't think
it's excellent.
It's a mouse as Sherlock Holmes.
And a fat mouse as Watson.
Isn't he the mouse of Sherlock Holmes as well? Isn't like actual Sherlock Holmes in it?
Wait, I don't remember. What? I don't remember.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that.
Whoa,
maybe.
That's like a mind fuck.
Well, he's like Splinter, like learning from Hiroku Saki. You know what I mean? Like kind of.
Yes,
shattering.
I know what you mean.
Eric Siska's mind fuck. It's you doing failed magic tricks.
You know, I'd love to.
I could fail at that.
I'd like you to open a sushi restaurant called Hiroku Saki's, and like everyone thinks it's super authentic, and then they're like, you know, that's just that fat podcaster, and it's named after the guy from Ninja Turtles, and then everyone that it's a failed.
Did you know that this sushi's actually ham? Do you know we're eating ham right now?
And this is. This is rice. What is? Is this popcorn?
Oh, yeah, man. Popcorn at Hiroku Saki's. Eric Siska's sushi restaurant.
It's called the America Roll, by the way.
Absolutely. sorry. You see, sometime before the hurricane hit, we'd rented the Disney's The Great Mouse Detective from Blockbuster Video. Sometime after the hurricane, we realized we left it in the VCR with no electricity. We couldn't eject it, and at least without tearing apart the VCR. First of all, I could tear apart. I can uninstall and take off the casing of a VCR like that.
Yeah, Steve
like
actually.
Yeah, you're like a Marine, but for fat nerds.
Sadak the professional.
You ever see those commercials where it's TV VCR repair?
Yes. Yeah.
Who would do that?
You Steve. Went to the Sally Struthers school?
That was the thing. I was the designated VCR. I could fix the VCR. I could clean the heads. And my mother would always like, you should go into that. And I'm like, what a failing business.
So instead, publishing.
Yeah, I'll take my liberal arts degree and make no money. So then after the hurricane, considering the city was going through a state of emergency following what was at that point the most destructive hurricane to hit the land and in the country, we figured it wasn't high on the priority list. So instead, my parents focused on stuff like our safety. After we got our power back, we returned the video. The clerk or attendant or whatever working at Blockbuster informed my dad that we were being charged a really significant late fee on The Great Mouse Detective. I was only 8 at the time, but if memory serves me correctly, it was about $50 or so, and that's 1992 money.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's like $16,000.
Exactly $50,000, I think, at the time.
Dad was livid. We had all survived a literal disaster, and Blockbuster wanted to charge a late fee profiting off of people's suffering. Blockbuster?
That's Blockbuster for you. Man. Uh-huh. I'm glad they're dead.
Why? Who had missed out on renting it? Nobody. People had just started getting electricity back. I can't imagine even people using generators, let alone having movie nights, which is kind of like, well, honey, we've got the... got the power back. Do you want to take a shower? You want to watch The Great Mouse Detective? See,
now I feel like an asshole for asking for hurricane movies. Oh, wait. Hurricanes are a big deal.
Honey, I got sibling rivalry here.
Ooh, I got Madhouse.
Look at this, mother. Problem child, too.
True Colors.
Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
My dad's an attorney, and so I don't know what was all said in response, but I know we did not end up having to pay the late fee, but it took a fight. And after all that, I couldn't tell you a thing about the great Mouse Detective Chelsea. By the way, in case you're wondering, I think he's Sherlock Holmes's mouse.
Who cares? It's awesome.
Sherlock Holmes's mouse that is also Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, exactly. That's the weird. Like,
and he's got a parasite that's Sherlock Holmes.
Yes,
the parasite has atoms that are Sherlock Holmes.
Christopher Nolan's.
Christopher Nolan's the Great Mouse Detective. I'd watch that.
I gotta get in a bookcase. I'm a mouse detective.
Makes sense. He's small.
I'm tapping on these books because I'm a mouse detective. Oh, what's that? My daughter's 90 years. Old. That's weird.
Cheese.
Hey, Ellen Burstyn, remember when you used to be Jessica Chastain? That's pretty weird.
Man, I can't believe that black hole was just a piece of Swiss cheese.
My family never really forgave Blockbuster Video, and while I could close with some sort of snide comment about the current state of affairs, I'll just close out saying I love the show, keep doing a great job, and hurry up and stop recording so Andrew can take the dog out. Chelsea.
I will be doing that. Let me tell you one thing.
Yeah, that refers to me, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to take you outside so you can piss on the sidewalk. Listen, I do it after every show. Here's the thing. I've heard this story before.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I heard it, and here's the thing. You're this Blockbuster clerk. Know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. It's two days after. You just opened again. More than likely, you were closed for yourself. I have a similar story, actually. It doesn't involve a hurricane. But
was this the time you had a Blockbuster account in my name and it was ruining my dad's credit?
No, that's a different time altogether.
That's a true story for another day.
It wasn't ruining his credit.
Oh, he thought it was. This was barely a year after his identity was stolen.
I had nothing to do with it.
Stole his
identity? No, I didn't. I want that to be very clear. I've never stolen it.
Sounds like a rough road for Jupin Sr. there.
Oh, yeah. He was fucking pissed for like 4 years.
8 out of 10 of my friend's dads hate my guts. Just putting that right out there. So we had rented Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, when it had come out. So this is way back when, you know, 92 or whatever.
Yeah.
And my sister rented it. We watched it with my dad. My parents were divorced, so we would see my dad on the weekends. We rented on my dad's card, and like 2 weeks go by, and my dad's like getting all these letters, like Blockbuster is telling me that I didn't return this tape. Now, you know, I got to spend all this money, et cetera, et cetera. My sister's like, dude, I returned that tape. I swear. I remember I went with my friend. We returned it. We put it in the slot. I know what happened. So my dad, who does not like the man to get over on him, went over to Blockbuster Video and fucking told them a thing or two. In front of me, tore this kid up to shreds. Are you calling my daughter a liar territory?
That's where the other person has no response.
Don't tell me it didn't happen. I saw it happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're like, look, you know, I guess you did return it. We must have lost it in inventory. Talk to you later, Mr. Sadak. We go home and it's right there. The fucking tape is right there.
Did you bring it back? Or
No. We had that forever.
Oh, yeah.
That was a house copy.
Mr. Sadak, we can give you a free pack of Red Vines.
Or that gross little weird popcorn that comes in a plastic sleeve if you want it.
Act Jesus two. Christ, who bought that? Who was buying that?
Wait, what?
Act 2 popcorn for you?
Yeah, Act 2 is exactly what it
Wait,
was.
What was it?
A little like microwavable popcorn singles. So it wasn't
but
a
why
box.
Why wouldn't people buy microwavable
because
popcorn?
Because buy popcorn at a store like a human being.
Yeah,
at a grocery store. It's disgusting. I'm not buying fucking Lucy popcorn packs, man. Come on.
That'll get you killed.
That'll get you killed in the five boroughs.
All right, next story.
All right, Chris Cabin.
All right.
Thank you, Chelsea, by the way. Thank you very much.
All right, Chris. Yeah, Mark Schnell.
Jesus.
Trump's
Predators.
America.
Mm-hmm. Predators story. Oh, boy.
This is going one of two ways.
This is about Chris Cabin.
Hey, gang. I saw 2010's Predators with a good friend. Why did you do that? With a good friend in a moldy-ass theater that now mostly plays Bollywood films. The movie is pretty mediocre, but a decent matinee.
Now, this is the one that's produced by Robert Rodriguez, but he just couldn't get out of bed to direct the
yeah,
fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't
thing.
Get it, man.
It's that the guy who did Armored.
Nimrod Atal.
Yeah.
He was great. Robert Rodriguez is getting ready to start a pretty okay TV network that I kind of like. The L-Ray Network?
Yeah, what's on there besides the Dust Till Dawn show that I'll never watch?
You never need to watch that, but it's just like a bunch of like, you'll find Chud on there occasionally. Like,
get out of town.
It's pretty well-curated movies. After 10 o'clock, the Watershed Rule goes and everything's uncensored. Ooh. During the day, you'll get, you know, mutes, whatever, but everything after 10 o'clock is, it's a pretty...
You're getting fucks and...
Yeah. Yeah.
What, you get fucks on the L-Ray Network?
I believe so.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry, Chris.
No. Please.
Mark Schnell.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Fucking Steve Bannon over here.
It wasn't packed, but the two people in the row in front of us had a sort of weird energy. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They showed up late and seemed like mother and son, but after the show, I saw that they were actually an age-appropriate 20-something couple.
Sounds sexy.
It's a weird mistake to make.
Yeah, well, it says a lot about this couple.
I'm actually really glad you're writing this letter because I just realized what the next line
is. Yep, go for it, Chris.
Oh, sweet.
Fucking say it.
Oh, sweet universe.
The dude was a cute, chubby nerd. Not a total babe like Chris Cabin, but not far off.
I do need to say that this was written by a gentleman, and I actually was at, when I was in Washington, D.C., I went to a bar after the show that we did, and it was a big venue that had a bear night. And I swear, it was like a Chris Cabin convention, man. Like, it was like a Chris Cabin fan film. Everybody looked exactly like you.
Chris Cabin cosplay.
I have an honorary night at that club. Chris Cabin night.
They were doing cab play.
A lot of stained t-shirts in that room.
Next live show, I want to encourage people to do some cab play.
Oh, absolutely.
The show is Chris Cabin.
Kill me.
And I mean, you know, a cute chubby, I'm not even a cute chubby nerd. That's
no,
a problem.
No, but Chris Cabin's a total babe.
That's the problem.
I am jealous.
You've guys, got four fat guys in a room and one guy's a total babe.
If you, like, look, I don't need the ruby red cheeks right now, okay? Trying to concentrate
folks, he ain't even dancing.
Oh, forget.
Dancing, your pants will fall right down.
Now you're just jacking up expectations, and now I have a responsibility.
Expectations.
Welcome to We Hate Movies, where we jack expectations right up.
It's the Circle Jerk Podcast.
Sorry,
total babe.
Oh, keep going. This email's long.
I know.
They're all like that.
He was really excited about the film, and his girlfriend was a spaced-out brunette who looked like she lived a hard life. You know what? I've also been... people have also said that about me.
Yeah, you look like a spaced-out babe that
had a spaced-out brunette
life.
With a... Yeah.
Man, I'd rent that movie.
They actually approached us and asked for a ride to the train station.
Nope. No, that's a big... Yeah. That's a hard nope. Sorry, I'm going to the airport.
You cab driver?
Excuse me, I am actually going to drive this off a cliff.
Going to the airport. I wanted to get in a quick matinee of Predators before I got on the plane.
I hear Adrian Brody's great in it. All right. You can see the train station from the cinema. So it seemed like an odd request, but my friend and I are super awkward. So we're like, I don't know, fine. Into the car we go. The dude continues his awkward nerd shit in the car.
Well, this guy fell down a cliff fast. First he's a cute chubby nerd, now he's doing his awkward nerd. Well, I guess after they ask for a ride, it's awkward nerd shit.
Dude,
at this point.
Even an Adonis like Chris Cabin becomes a fucking awkward shitty nerd once you ask me for a quarter mile ride to a train station.
And also he's got a girlfriend there, so nothing's gonna happen.
No,
it's like, yeah, it's
clearly
like,
not.
Dude, that
stinks.
Mm-hmm.
The girl says nada, and we drop them off. No big deal, no crisis. Yeah, that's accurate. Everything is cool. A week later, I see said nerd on the local news.
Oh, no!
His girlfriend had stabbed four police officers and was eventually shot to death by the police.
What?
The same girl we gave a ride to a week ago. Oh. Man, you got out lucky.
Yeah, okay. Seriously.
Now, there's people on the internet, I call them cool kids.
Uh-huh.
That likes to say, shit on this mailbag never happened.
Sure,
we're being punked. But this dude also did a follow-up email where he sent us the news story.
Oh,
so
oh
it's
really?
thesomervilletimes.com/archives/5021.
You read this URL?
Yes.
All right.
5021. That's short.
Oh, all right. I hear you saying archives slash
a numbers. Yeah,
if there's more than one backslash,
wait,
we're out of here.
So say it again. Say it again because I talked over it.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be like, you know, fucking exclamation marks.
I'm trying to save time by shutting down this URL.
Look, he's trying to jack up expectations.
Jack him right up.
The SomervilleTimes.com/archives/5021.
There you go.
There we go. Okay.
Proof.
See, it happened.
It did.
And you know what, though? That's what we need more of on the internet these days is fucking sources. Cite those sources.
I should probably say this now. This is one of two emails we got in the mailbag involving female slashers, as you would call it.
Dude, I love it, man. Bring it on.
All the female slashers.
All the stabbers. Yeah. Stabbies.
All the female slashers carry a two. All right, keep going.
Okay, so not only did we see predators with her, we gave her a ride. A crazy person in the last week of her life. Wait, that's chilling. Shit.
That is a chilling sentence.
Yeah.
That's the scariest thing we've ever said on the mailbag.
Oh, God, and I didn't even read the next line. It was a 12-inch hunting knife she kept on her person always.
The knife was in the car. The knife was in the car.
Oh, God.
God.
Yeah, nobody signed it. Probably for the right, probably good reasons.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's bone chilling. Thank you very much. Oh,
but Chris Cabin is a total babe, though. We all know that.
Yep. Oh, God. Guys.
What are we watching is the subject of the next email.
I like that.
Hey, gang. A few years ago, I was at the theater with my dad and my brother to see Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Big mistake.
Yeah. I saw it twice in theaters.
What?
Oh, I saw it once with theater friends, and then my little brother really wanted to see it.
Record scratch.
Dental plan.
But I saw that in theaters once, and I was furious.
That was the end of my Kevin Smith love affair. Kind of it was kind of really. Like, oh, this is embarrassing.
I was like, oh. He got me.
Yeah.
While we were waiting for the movie to start, a woman in her 20s came in and what appears to be her mom and her grandmother. Yo. They sit down in the row right in front of us. My brother and I exchange a confused look, but whatever. We're here with our dad, so who are we to judge?
Right.
The movie starts, for those unfamiliar with the movie.
Oh, don't tell me what it's about again.
If you're unfamiliar with the movie, stay that way. The first thing we see is Jay and Bob as toddlers in front of the Quick Stop with Jay's mother cursing out a guy for questioning her parenting skills.
This was when I was like, oh, this is going to be a bad movie.
Yeah. Anytime you see characters you're familiar with as little children and the little children act exactly like the character you're familiar with, get me out of this fucking theater.
A fat child duster? No, thank you. Just no, thank you.
Doesn't the little kid have a fake beard on
too? I think he does. I believe that he does.
Did he learn nothing from episode one? Toddler Jay then starts saying fuck repeatedly, and it fades into Jason Mewes saying fuck about a dozen more times and rapping poorly about drugs.
Yep. That's, you know what, that's the most accurate way to describe that.
Man, that guy got rich and famous off of that.
Yeah,
he sure did.
Good
and
for him.
It is at this point that one of the women leans over to her companions and loudly whispers, I don't think this is the Princess Diaries.
Is the Princess Diaries set in New Jersey?
Is Brian O'Halloran in the Princess Diaries? Oh, no. You know what? No, he's not.
Oh, my God. And Kevin Smith as the Duke. The Silent Duke.
The Silent Duke. And Jason Mewes as Mia Thermopolis.
They look back at us, and my brother politely informs them that they are, in fact, in the wrong theater. We managed to keep from laughing until they were out the door. The movie may have been a piece of garbage, but it's one of my favorite things that ever happened at a movie theater. Thanks for the countless hours of entertainment, Emily in Brooklyn.
There you go.
Thank you for the letter.
Actually, if you divide countless hours of entertainment by $8 a month, that's not that much.
Patreon.com/movies. Smooth.
Yeah, no, don't worry about that.
Also, just so you know, you cool kids out there, that really happened, and you could go to the Somerville
Old ladies going wrong movie theater, question mark. Has anyone ever been in a wrong movie theater? You ever sit down, you get to the wrong theater? You know, that's never happened to me.
Me neither, actually.
No, I'm just such a diligent movie goer. Yeah. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's happened to me before.
I got a fucking brain in my head.
Jesus.
No, I don't know. Christ. No, it just never happened.
Well, if you've ever gone to the wrong movie theater,
we don't need to read any more of those.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Because what are the odds it's as funny as that?
You're as cold as ice.
Movie crying. Hey, guys, I was listening to your Dragonheart episode. By the way, special guest Mark Sadak on that episode, Steve's brother.
Missed that, Mark Sadak.
At yeah. A Job for Whiskey. That's him on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter. He's
a Job for Whiskey, yes. Right? That's yeah. Mm-hmm. You sort of ate it. Wait, oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, not a Jub. It's a Job.
The Job for Whiskey. A Job for Whiskey.
It's all one word, actually. A Job for Whiskey.
Yeah.
Dragonheart episode, and was inspired to write in to tell you about the first time I ever cried in a movie. The year 1998, the movie WHM favorite Godzilla.
Dear God,
I was an 8-year-old boy and was obviously obsessed with dinosaurs and monsters. So
and the babe, the total babe, Chris Cabin.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah.
I was there too.
Cub favorite Chris Cabin. So when I saw that there was a movie starring what was basically a giant dinosaur monster, I couldn't wait to go. I didn't care about all the dumb people, but I loved that stupid lizard. I even had the novelization of this movie.
Wow.
Nice, that ain't bad. That's a good Christmas.
Does that have all the McDonald's appearances in it as well?
Yeah, it's just, it's like brackets McDonald's. They are eating McDonald's.
This page just says McDonald's over and over again.
It's the only color page in the book, and it's a golden arch.
They fought the baby Godzillas outside of a McDonald's and an Auntie Anne's.
And now this page just says no McDonald's makes
Godzilla writer go crazy.
Yes. A dull boy.
My mom took me to see it, and I was so excited and happy. That is, until Godzilla seemingly gets killed by a submarine. I burst into tears, heartbroken that, in my mind, the hero of the movie had been murdered. My mom managed to calm me down and keep watching, and wouldn't you know it, Godzilla triumphantly returned. I was overjoyed. Then they did it to me again. Godzilla was killed, and there was no coming back. I started sobbing hysterically.
Was the beauty of Chris Cabin killed the beast.
Doesn't he die at a bridge? Is that it, or what?
I think he dies on a bridge. Yeah.
How does they get him like felled? Wrapped up in the
well, wrapped up in garbage bags? Your friend Godzilla is dead
on a bridge.
Why won't the sun set? Wrapped up in Staten Island.
Oh yeah, that's where you just they put a nice racist house on top of him.
I started sobbing hysterically, and there was no consoling me. That dumb raptor egg hatching at the end wasn't good enough, obviously. As we were leaving the theater, an employee saw me crying and asked, "Aw, poor kid, was it too scary?" My mom simply said, "No, he's just sad because Godzilla died."
They cut off what the guy's response was, which was, "The fuck is that?"
Thanks, guys. You got the best podcast around. Charlie from New Hampshire.
All right. Let's think about this. When is the... We might have done this in the Dragonheart episode. Did we say when the first time we cried in a movie was? Probably not.
I think we've mentioned that before.
I don't think
I said that I cried watching Dragonheart.
Yeah, I don't actually think we've talked about
it. What was the first movie you ever cried at?
Oh, Jesus. I don't... that's tough.
Zapruder film?
Always goes back.
Armageddon for me. That
really?
Was, I was bawling in that movie.
You know what? Let me tell you. That's funny. I remember seeing Armageddon in the theater, and he fucking closes that stupid door on Ben Affleck.
Oh, when he closed the door on Ben Affleck.
And I wasn't feeling it. And then I turned. I was sitting. I went with a bunch of family. And I turned. I had. There was an aunt sitting next to me, and I turned to my aunt, and she was sobbing. And the look of her sobbing in the movie made me lose it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't Armageddon that shed the tears.
Serious answer would be Edward Scissorhands, I think.
That's a
respectful
one. That'll make you cry. Yeah.
I actually don't think I have. I'm trying to think of the last time.
I was going to say, have you never cried in a movie, Chris?
That might actually be true. Since I was a kid, like Fox and the Hound. Like when I was a baby, like Fox and the Hound. Like
when it was baby shit, I cried.
What about adult movies you watch at home?
No.
Any crying?
No, not at home.
In the theater.
I will say I also came very, very close in Armageddon.
Came
and it was
Armageddon?
Yes, I came loudly in Armageddon.
Come on.
Especially
I
when
can stay awake. Oh
man, Edge during that whole thing, it's tough.
Dude, yeah, that's a 4-hour movie.
It's a long movie to edge through, man. That's advanced level edging right there.
But hey, Billy Bob Thornton's in it, so it makes it a little easier.
It does.
But it was a similar situation where like I my girlfriend at the time like was sobbing. And I was just like looking. I was like, oh, oh.
I'm crying a lot more at things. I cried at the end of Stranger Things for some reason.
Really?
It got me, man.
Wow.
You know, music and people like putting together, putting their friends.
People putting together things?
Putting their friends to rest. That just kind of, you know.
I remembered when I don't know why, because it's not necessarily music, but, and it wasn't the first time I cried in a movie, I don't think. No, because this is after Armageddon, I guess. But the Disney hockey movie Miracle.
Oh, sure.
When Kurt Russell goes off the ice and he gets like halfway down the hallway and he sits, he like collapses and starts crying. Holy tits, I lost it.
I thought of one, actually.
Nice.
And an adult one, too.
Okay,
not
okay.
A
it was that 7-minute Bang Bus preview video
not
you
that
watched.
Stupid baby shit. No, when the house is disappearing in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, yeah.
And that really like soft piano song's going. John Bryan, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was bawling like a baby.
All right.
There you go. So we've done it. We got hearts.
See, we do.
Let's keep this going, Steve Sadak.
Okay, bad movie dates to the extreme.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Guitar solo.
Dearest WHM, thank you so much for providing subsanity in an insane world.
You got that straight.
Yeah, I cannot imagine my morning commute on Tuesday without your newest episode, and the on-screens and mailbags just make the week even better. Please make Steve Bannon not take us off the air. We're just going to try our best
to
exist
here,
in
guys.
This world.
He'd have to shoot me in the fucking head.
He just might.
How about that?
Hey, he just might.
It'd be worth it.
I'm a single guy in the big city. Oh, I like that.
Hey, Chris Cabin.
Yeah.
No, oh, nothing.
Which means I use online dating sites on occasion. On occasion. Come on. Come on.
That shit's bookmarked.
On occasion. You're on it right now.
You type www into this space. It just clears it.
It's a fucking homepage.
Sorry. A few months back, I started chatting with a girl and we hit it off pretty well. I eventually worked up the courage to ask her out and we had lunch together. It went extremely well.
Nice.
And we went to go see a movie together the following weekend. That's nice.
Fuck yeah.
That went even better and I started to think I had found somebody I could really relate to. Then we did a movie night at her apartment.
And she had Stephen Bannon posters all over the place.
And she took off her face mask and she had Steve Bannon nose.
Oh, yeah. She had a face mask?
Were you dating Kane? That's stupid.
She didn't even... sorry, I don't know where I was. Then she didn't even give me a choice of movies. It was X-Men.
Which, like 2000?
Yep.
Well, that's what it sounds
which,
like.
Which, don't get me wrong, it's a good enough movie, but it seemed odd for a date night movie.
Sure.
Until we finished it, and she told me to stay seated. I expected some kind of sexy shenanigans to begin.
I'm getting titillated.
I'm ready for it.
But I was wrong. She just put in X2 in the DVD player and started playing it.
What?
Again, enjoyable movie.
This is like a 5-hour investment.
Yeah, I mean, both of those movies are two plus. Plus, what? You're going to the bathroom at least once during the movie. Please pause it. You know?
Right.
I'm thinking.
Don't pause it.
But an hour into X2, you must be thinking, okay, I have to, I just have to bear it, and then I get sexy times at the end.
Yeah.
Sure.
Excuse me, I got to take an X2 of my own. That's a mutant shit.
Hey, Lady Deathstrike drowning in that pool doing anything for you? What about Brian Cox strapped to that wall? Here comes the wave.
There's nothing out there for you, Wolverine! Brian Cox's character. Who would have thought that that character would be played by 14 different actors?
Dude, every time that fucking Striker comes up, I'm like, Jesus Christ, here he is again.
I finally saw Apocalypse, and when he came out, I was just shitting me.
Dude, he's like fucking Waldo in all sorts of time periods.
I gotta say, though, I thought it was a decent, enjoyable X-Men movie.
Like that X-Men Apocalypse quite a bit.
We like it. We like it here on the We Hate Movies. X2 ended, and it was almost midnight, and I thought about going for a kiss. I mean, come on, dude. This is during the movie kind of stuff.
Yeah, totally.
You make some kind of...
You're watching movies with X in it.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's something.
Oh, yeah. We're about to get on the third one, right?
But it was instantly thwarted. She She stood up again and put in X3.
Oh, no, three X's.
At this point, we have to have a conversation.
This is what is going on here?
The last stand?
That sucks. And also, I don't know if it's like it's accurate or he's just writing it this way. Are we watching standard def DVDs? Is that what's going on? That sucks.
Well, joke's on you. Kelsey Grammer gets me hard as a rock.
Also, does making out during the Auschwitz sequences count as making out during Schindler's List?
That's pretty close.
Funny you mentioned that, Eric.
Here we go.
The second amount, Brian Cox's Stryker shows up a bunch, but I think Auschwitz might edge it out in terms of like appearances in X-Men movies.
It's like that location is a character. It's like sometimes you say the city's
New
a
York,
character.
Yeah, New York, yeah, New York is a character.
Yeah,
supporting role.
Auschwitz is one of the most powerful X-Men.
All right, so where is this going?
She stood up and put on X3. I marathon them all every few weekends. These movies are really important to me.
Okay, here's the thing. That's fine.
Sure.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's okay to like a movie. We've said that a lot.
It's totally fine.
Just make sure you watch her make your drinks is all I'm saying.
Also, advance notice mandatory.
Yes.
The absolute minimum mandatory is, hey, let's go back to my place and I'm going to show you 6 hours of X-Men movies.
And I'm sorry, long term. Think long term here, people. If this is going to keep on going on, is he now going to have to watch X123 and then First Class and then fucking Days of Future Past?
Keep reading the email.
We get there.
You know what? Fucking spoiler alert. How about that? Hey, how about that X-Men
read
movie?
Read a fucking email.
But to your point, Chris, that's... Yeah, yeah.
That's a whole...
And we're talking every few weeks.
Jesus,
I mean, like,
Christ. Listen,
once a year is something.
I love the Back to the Future movies. Back to the Future is my favorite movie of all time. The other two, whatever, I still have a place for them in my heart. Sure. And yeah, I go through them maybe once a year. This every few weekends nonsense, that's psychotic.
And it's starting at 8 p.m. That's a 3:30 a.m. getting out of time.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. And then nobody's doing nothing.
Talk about too tired to fuck.
Wait, were we talking about too tired?
We were actually talking about
earlier today. I thought about leaving at this point, but I really did like this girl, and I thought that maybe this is a weird quirk I could see past. Every few weekends, friend. Every few weekends.
I mean, this is as bad as eating cushion. No, it's not.
This is my strange addiction. Yeah.
Like if she's going to marathon those movies every few weeks and you are in a relationship at this point, like that's when you have your guys now.
Yeah, yeah. You're going out to the bar with the buddies.
Now, I'm waiting outside until you go to sleep.
Well, that's a waste of time.
Well, yeah.
That's weird, man.
Now, if she needs somebody there with her to do it, that's a problem, you have to leave immediately.
I don't trust myself to watch these X-Men movies alone.
That went out the window by the end of the night, or should I say the next afternoon.
Son of a...
We watched every single X-Men movie, not including Apocalypse, since they didn't have it on DVD yet.
God damn it, get a Blu-ray player.
I don't know why I didn't leave. We're talking the Wolverine movies now at this point.
Dude, this guy's being held hostage.
I don't know why I didn't leave. I guess fear mixed with some small hope that this was leading somewhere. Where could it lead?
Deadpool on home video?
I mean, like, I guess the thing is, like, oh, you know, it's that thing when you're, like, waiting for something. It's like, well, I've already waited 2 hours. I might as well wait.
I might as well continue to wait to not have sex.
There were no breaks for food, drinks, or the bath. Now, this is getting
or
a little
the
bit.
Bathroom.
Somebody must have gone to the. What are you?
Question,
your
sir,
pants?
Question, sir. Were you chained to a chair?
Give us the whole
She's
sight.
Into it.
How can you not get up to go to the bathroom?
You have to. I go to the bathroom. I've gone to the bathroom 6 times.
He went to the bathroom during this mailbag like 4 times.
You don't hear it. We edit it out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's seamless.
That's why you get that dead air out of here, man.
I don't think... I'm sorry. The bathroom. I farted a few times and she never noticed.
Well, great. Well, you know what? Thanks for that sentence.
She would have definitely told you if she noticed, too.
I don't know. She might have noticed. I'm thinking she noticed.
Yeah.
The other day, actually, yesterday, I was saying goodnight to a female coworker. She's like, goodnight, Steve. And I went to wave goodnight and I opened my mouth and a huge burp escaped my mouth and nothing else. And I was like...
Oh my God.
And what did you say after
this
that?
Is hi, good night. Bleh, good night.
What the fuck is the matter?
I just had a seltzer. It was a very carbonated drink. I didn't see it coming.
I was going to say, did she just eat a pig nose?
Ew. Was chewing on Steve Bannon's nose. Blah, 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 blah. I don't think she noticed me at all during those movies. When Days of the Future Past ended, that movie is like 3 hours
Jesus
long.
Jesus Christ.
You know, Peter Dinklage cannot. Once we get into the new timelines, it's like, you know
the
what?
The third totally. Trask, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When he goes from that heavyset black gentleman to Peter Dinklage.
Is that Bill Duke?
Oh, it is Bill Duke. Yeah. You're totally right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was kind of falling asleep, but started to head for the door, half expecting her to attack me with a replica Wolverine claws or to try to stuff me in some kind of bizarre Weapon X tank and replace my bones with adamantium. I'd be okay with that. They got adamantium bones. But instead, she just said goodbye and thanked me for a great time and went home for sleep for a few hours, waking up to a text message from her. Thanks so much for an amazing date. I can't wait to see you. Up for a marathon of Star Wars? Smiley face, and you know that's all 6 movies or
that's
seven.
That's seven.
At this point,
getting that goddamn Ooh. Clone Wars she, cartoon movie.
Yeah,
in there.
The Ewoks.
The Ewoks. She might have the tapes.
Oh man, oh that's a lot of movies.
Jesus.
9 movies. Now we're talking 10 movies.
All right, I might be up for that.
I still believe that maybe this was her way of scaring me off. Maybe she didn't like me and wanted to freak me out rather than letting me down easy. But man, she maybe really likes to marathons of movies.
Here's the thing.
That's it. No answer there.
This is an insufficient email.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Demerits.
It's a total demerit because what the hell happened?
Incomplete assignment.
Yeah, did you stop talking to her?
Well, did you do the Star Wars marathon or didn't you?
I'm assuming he did not. I mean.
They never talked again. Okay?
No, I don't think he never answered that text.
You guys aren't romantics
ever.
Like me.
No.
Dude, that's the thing. They did Star Wars, right? And then they finally made love. And then the next weekend, all the Ernest movies.
And then they have a falling out and he has to run to Comic-Con to embrace her.
And then they decide to do all of Star Trek and they don't leave the house for 2 weeks and they die in their own
Yeah, man. It's poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Can't we just watch fucking Trainspotting? Just a one-off. I want a one-off for once.
You know that sequel's coming out.
I got one-off.
Do you want to, hey, let's watch Uncle Buck. No, we have to watch all the John Candy movies.
Let me tell you, that Trainspotting teaser, that Trainspotting 2 it's teaser cool. is the best teaser ever made.
It is Danny Boyle, too, right?
He's directing
it.
I
didn't even bother to watch that.
Oh, it's awesome, dude.
It looks good.
It's awesome. Anyway, so that's the
last one.
Last
of the
one.
Okay. Last email, and then we got a surprise at the end.
All right.
Oh,
Man of the House story. Oh, boy. Hey, dudes.
Out of curiosity, how many people here know what this email is?
I don't know what I know the movie.
All right, so
I'm far too busy to read these emails.
I do. Good.
Back in 2000.
Hey, this is getting good.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. All right.
You ready, Ventura?
All right, you're a total babe.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
I'm a fucking star.
Did that before I got on here.
You go home. You know, mother, somebody called me a total babe on the internet today.
Was that me going home to my wife?
Yeah. You're putting your hat on the rack there.
She goes, shut up, you whore.
And then he goes to the
man,
bathroom.
You do a good my wife.
Borat.
Very nice.
And then you go to the bathroom and you edge the night away.
Watching X-Men movies.
Oh, that is some prime edging right there,
dude,
man.
Dude, your fucking insides would explode.
You would.
Not even Sting could handle that.
That's how spontaneous combustion happens.
It's hardest in every sense when Liev Schreiber comes on screen.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you fucking
kidding me? So maybe
we
should read this.
Yeah, sure.
Back in 2005, someone spent $40 million on a movie wherein Tommy Lee Jones protects a bunch of college cheerleaders who were witness to a murder.
Oh, I remember this movie.
I'm the mayor of the house. Hey.
Get your cheerleaders out there, huh?
I don't care.
Did I just snipe you?
Yeah, I like it, though.
All right.
I like it. Good sniper.
All right. Well, when my friend Kate wanted to see it, I obliged for some reason. I can't
because you're a good friend of Kate's.
Yes.
That should be
maybe
the
lusted after her as well. I don't
know. Oh, that could be. You never know.
I can't tell you anything about the movie except old melty face.
Yikes.
Are you talking about Christine Milian in that? Oh.
I don't face.
Old melty face was in his surly prime, and a dude in the row in front of us started pleasuring himself during a scene that included the young ladies in revealing clothing.
Stop.
Now, if this next sentence isn't, I dashed for the door.
Can we fact check this on the Somerville Times or what?
Maybe. I don't know.
Get on that X-Men story, too. Somerville Times.
Give me some research. That's give me true. Some good
see
research.
You can dig up about that.
All right. Okay. When another patron called him out,
he
adamantly denied it.
That's what they all do.
Thank you for supporting our Patreon, by the way.
People started shouting.
I was saying, no, I'm not.
What are you talking about?
What?
No, I will not make out with you.
I was just itchy, guys. God, I was just itchy.
I'm just trying to find the right amount of change in my pocket to buy a bubblegum afterwards.
And it made me grunt.
Ew.
People started shouting and the movie stopped. The lights came up.
Wow. This is a scene.
There it was, a flaccid penis wriggling down the steps of the theater.
Yeah, that was a long penis.
Did that guy leave before he did?
Is he old melty face?
Oh, man.
He's just running down the theater. Left, right, dick. Left, right, dick. Bounce,
Tommy
bounce.
Lee
gotta
Jones
get out of here.
Snuck into a screening of his own film just to see the audience reaction and then started jerking off.
I'm masturbating in a theater.
I'm hung like a horse.
They had to cover a lot of it up during U.S. Marshals.
Dude, you know when he was definitely jerking off? When he's in that chicken suit in U.S. Marshals.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right, yeah.
God, that's a humiliating time to be Tommy Lee Jones.
Clucking a bucket out.
Okay, so let me reread this part.
Please,
a flaccid penis wriggling down the steps of the theater as the man fled.
Yeah, I needed that a second time.
Sure, yeah,
continue.
I thought that was for you. He was stopped by security, as well he should have been, and as his screams subsided...
His screams.
No! No! I want to finish!
I was framed!
Framed. This is rigged!
It's rigged, okay? I was not jerking off to my own daughter, Ivanka.
That I would love if that's the thing. That's the inevitable impeachable offense. He's jerking off in a movie theater.
I will say I would shout lock him up if somebody was jerking off in a theater and just escorted by security out.
Oh, Fred Willard?
Oh, no. He's okay. He's America's grandpa.
So
Pee-wee Herman, he's America's pervert.
But I like him.
He's
anyway.
Got Netflix.
But those
fine.
Were both theaters wherein that was all right.
That's what true. I don't understand that's what the that's big true. Deal was. Who was making the complaint in that case? You're all there for the same reason.
I was there for the stories.
The one guy in the history of pornography that was there for the story busted both Paul Rubens and fucking Fred.
Yeah, but
Willard.
You're not supposed to jerk off to a PG-13 quirky comedy wherein Tommy yeah, Lee true. Jones puts a bunch of cheerleaders in witness protection.
No, I'm not saying you? This guy was right.
No, I know.
This
I know.
Guy looks like a testicle, Tommy Lee Jones. So you're like, well, if that one's out, why not these two?
Let it all hang out.
Gross. Ugh.
Okay. As this scream subsided, survivors were left puzzled and traumatized. A manager came out and said they would restart the movie where it left off, but none of the other 10 people seemed like they could continue. We were given free passes, which I believe we used to see Hitchhiker's Guide, which I kind of like, actually.
I'd rather watch someone jerk off again.
I like. I do in between. I want to see someone jerk off at that
during Hitchhiker's Guide. I mean, Sam Rockwell.
Split
I mean,
the difference
okay,
there.
Come on. We were given... So I guess I came out on top. Did you? But now I can't see the University of Texas colors or Tommy Lee Jones without vivid flashbacks of a floppy circumcised Johnson. God bless MJ.
Yeah, that's
a
real bummer. The detail
yeah.
that
yeah.
we got the circumcision.
Paint a picture in these emails, guys.
Please do. Please do.
Well, that just goes along with good writing. Mm-hmm. You know, descriptive as possible. Now, the last thing for the evening, we got actual snail mail correspondence
wow.
right here. Got ourselves a postcard.
Oh, wow.
I'm afraid of that.
addressed to the gang at We Hate Movies.
Signed from, by, wait, what is this? The Zodiac.
Now from Chris and Sarah. So I opened up this postcard. I got it delivered to my
office.
What's
the return address on that?
It's, yeah, 7-10. dated October 3rd, 2016.
That's a little bit ago.
Hey, gang. Greetings from jolly old England.
Wow.
My husband and I have been fans of your podcast for years. You've even read a couple of his emails on the mailbag. We're American, but live in Germany and are currently on holiday in Yorkshire. You're American and you're saying on holiday, by the way. I think we can fucking can that. Thank you very much.
Whoa. No. There goes your citizenship, assholes.
Yeah, in Trump's America, that's how you're not. It's not a lift. It's not a lift. It's an elevator.
Get him out of here. Okay. Get him out of here.
It's not a loo. It's a fucking can.
And you know what? Take your water closet and shove it up your ass.
I'm not even too hot on the word pop. All right. It's soda.
Soda.
I will deport you if you say pop.
You're gonna go to the pop camps.
And if you're not gonna do soda, do coke.
And the heroes, okay? Not sandwich, not hoagies. We're not doing hoagie fest. No Wawa's in my union.
If you try to give me a wedge, I will kill you. Since we traveled to this part of Northern England primarily to hike the moors, my husband has become obsessed.
Stay off of the moors.
With finding a werewolf bar.
Nice.
A Muldoon's, if you will.
Well, that's a slaughtered lamb.
Also, yeah. Watch yourself, folks at home. You know, this is can get a little hairy.
You're playing with fire.
You're not a regular alcoholic. You might be shunned or hurt.
And also, can I just get on a soapbox for 2 seconds and just say, can we all just skip the American Werewolf in London remake with
Max Landis?
Yeah
you can fucking shove that right up your ass.
Directed by a personified silver spoon. It's sort of like Clippy, but for movies.
Oh, you're talking about a Marty Sue?
Yes.
Marty. He's entirely a Marty Sue.
Yeah, I won't see that movie.
I'm okay with that.
First movie, great movie.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
While ancient and atmospheric pubs are plentiful, everyone is very friendly. And no one gives us warnings to depart, so we haven't found a true werewolf bar. Undeterred, we went to Whitley. See photo on card. Well, that's a very nice town. There's a couple of houses on the water. There's a castle.
Picturesque.
Another castle.
Is that a tugboat,
that's
Chris?
A tugboat? No. Lighthouse.
That looks like a tugboat, Eric.
They got it all in Whitley.
You're not allowed to tugboat at my movies.
Or maybe it's Whitby. Handwriting.
I don't care.
I was jerking off to your movie.
Oh, it's a clone of Tommy Lee Jones jerking off in a Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Oh, that's perfect.
And then they go back and forth and fight each other.
I think that's the plot of Men in Black 4 coming soon.
The violence these days you just can't imagine.
It's Balchidian.
Whitby, which was a major setting in Bram Stoker's Dracula, the book, not the shitty Coppola film, or the excellent Todd Browning film. So, Dracula Bar? I can say we hit every pub in the city with no Draculas in sight.
Nah, that's a bummer.
Many pubs were overrun by adorable dogs, though, so half werewolf bar?
You know, for the werewolf bar, I think the dog needs to be kind of like either lethargic or sick.
Yes.
Or,
yes.
You know what?
An alcoholic dog.
I mean, and this is, you know, don't do this, but if you happen to kill that dog and it turns into a person, then you know. Dude is there where the dog was, then
turns out.
You know. That happened to me once.
So, yeah, if you're at a bar with a naked person on the floor, then that counts, I think. Yeah,
that happened to me twice.
We are now writing from York, the most haunted city in Europe. So, ghost bar? Problem is, we do not know how to identify a ghost bar. Would it just appear empty? Would we see Dan Aykroyd getting a ghost beige? Please advise your humble servants, Chris and Sarah.
Oh, I like that. Servants. Yep. We need some for the afterlife. That's right.
Well, you're amassing a whole hoard, aren't you, Eric?
I got it.
I think a ghost bar is a situation where it's like you walk in, it's totally empty. Uh-huh. You hustle up to the bar, you get yourself a beer, and then you turn around and where did those six people in the back come from?
Oh.
You ever have that happen to you at a bar where like you think it's empty, but then there's people there hiding behind like a pinball machine or something? You didn't see them?
I think it's also pretty damp. in a ghost bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of moisture.
I mean, there might even be rugs.
There's a great ghost bar in The Shining.
There is.
There is.
Oh, that's right.
What'll it be, sir?
Hair of the dog that bit me, Lloyd.
If you get a bathroom attendant in an empty hotel.
If you have a very red bathroom.
That's true.
I want you to kill your whole family.
If a British man weirdly drops the N-word in a bathroom while he's cleaning off your jacket, you're like, where did that come from? I thought we were just trying to kill my family. Yeah,
you're in a ghost bar.
That sounds like
that's
a ghost
how you know.
And probably if you're really looking for it, I would say most likely as far as like just amassing the amount of dead people, Louisiana.
Oh, sure.
Just period.
If you want ghost bars, I think they're plentiful there.
That's WHM Mailbag for the month of November, everybody. Again, if you have questions for the crew of We Hate Movies or want your wacky stories read
shove
on the
them
air,
in the bag.
WeAllHateMovies@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.